You know, it's nice to finally see someone who gives me a chance instead of saying I'm a monster. I'm happy to meet you, believe it or not. I'm happy to see someone with an open mind, with an open heart. I'm happy to meet someone who sees the truth in people, the heart that they wear on their sleeve. So, mind telling me a little bit about yourself? It seems like you've had yourself a difficult time, traveler. But it's been really tough on you, no doubt. Please, take a moment just to relax. You don't need to worry about this or that. I'm going to try my best to give you the absolute everything I can. You don't seem like someone who committed any crimes, a sinner. You seem like one who's much better off than that. And for that end, I'm just happy to have you in my life. I'm happy to have met you, even if it was just a minute ago. A minute can be an incredibly long amount of time, depending on how you use it. I plan to use every single one of my minutes the way that I can to make the most difference. And that's why. Well, I've got a lot to learn about you. I'm proud to say so far, I like what I see. I like the person you've been. I like how you're handling things. I like that smile, and I like the way you look at me. It's not like I'm some kind of monster, but sometimes I'm made to feel it. Sometimes I'm made to feel so sorry for what I am. I'm not a monster, and I never will be. I'm not some kind of sideshow or someone who's here just to be ogled at or something like that. What I am is a man with a dream. A man seeking to end what I started so long ago. What they started. And to me, you've given me more hope than a lot of things in recent time. Believe it or not, things often get out of hand with me. Not in that way. Not even slightly. What gets out of hand is the feelings. The feelings of being all alone. Of having no one to hear you out. Of having nothing. Nothing at all to make things this way. Sorry, that probably didn't make a lot of sense to you. And that's fine. It probably won't, but as we get to know each other, I hope we can break down these boundaries if you do want to know me. They're simple boundaries. Simple boundaries which will make us who we are. Simple boundaries which will make us either closer or more distant, depending on how you view them. I'd like to be closer to you. I'd like to meet someone who I can be a friend to, who they can be a friend to me. I'm proud just being able to. And while it may seem like I'm just some kind of random person off the street, I assure you I'm not. I'm doing something that I've pursued with all my life on the line. Everything I am as a man, left to bear. And I want you to see that if you see nothing else in me, nothing at all, but a broken man who's trying to pick up the pieces, a broken man who wants to be fixed, who will take moment after moment, until time itself ends, if that's what it'll take. Pariah or misguided whelp. the ends are the same if the means are different. And what I seek isn't just some end. I'm not on a journey to any place in particular. In fact, I'd say that I'm on a journey to something that I haven't been to before, a difference. I want to change my small world and expand it into something more. And I want you to be a part of it. Because you're the first one who saw me. Saw me is worth a second glance, a word of your time. And what I want more than that is just to see you smile, but mean it. I've met so many people who smile, but they never let themselves mean it. The people who say things because they feel they have to, instead of what they really want to say. They say what everyone else wants to hear, and I'd like to avoid ever being like that. I'd like to hope that you never have to either. The less you have to tell, the better it is. Then your words have lots of meaning. Words that will have meaning long after you and I cease to be in this moment right here. Words that you remember later. That's the kind of man I want to be. The kind of man who never stops when he starts halfway. And I want it to be something like that. Something deeper. Something more meaningful. Do you ever feel like life is just imaginary when you close your eyes? Is there anything there? I wonder sometimes. Is it wrong for me to dream such a dream that life is more than just my imagination? Are you real? I wonder, if you are real, will you come to resent me? Or do you love me for who I am? If you do, then I want to love you too. And if you don't, I want to understand you. I want today to be something different. I want today to be more than just cryptic nonsense that we share for no purpose other than story. I want to write something in a book that doesn't exist in the recesses of your mind that make you consider yourself just a bit more. I want you to see me as a person, but I also want you to see me as me. Sometimes we aren't people, but we can be. And you don't have to feel like you have to be this or that. So many people have expectations of others that they force on them that never should have been there to begin with. And you don't have to play into their bullshit. Just be what you want to. What you need to in order to smile, because at the end of the day, the only thing real is emotion and feeling, isn't it? Those things that we cherish above all else, those things that we want people to understand about us, those things that we need to grasp from one another, those things we need to understand in order to coexist. I want to tell a poem of truths and nonsense. I want to weave together words that have true meaning and power. I don't just want it to be this fleeting memory, because memories get buried in the past under sand and dirt. They get marred by time in ways that I would never want or wish on anyone. And that's why you need more than just a memory. That's why every second you have in life, you should enjoy it to your fullest. And even if you don't know me, and I don't know you, I can cherish the fact that you're trying. And you can cherish the fact that I care. And maybe we can change this to be something more than just knowing each other. Maybe we can change this to be something way more deep than that. Something so deep that we end up understanding each other. Maybe we end up loving each other. I don't care. As long as you end up happy and I end up happy too. That's all the justice in the world. Because there's too many stipulations and too many things left and right. Up and down, forward and back, everything is just subjective to one another. I'm no philosopher or poet, but I'd like to understand what it means to make one. A poem, a life, a purpose. If nothing else in my life matters, I want just this interaction to be special. So that I may make the rest of my time spent here the most meaningful it could ever be. And I think you're the start to that. The start to the rest of my story, and I want you to feel in a good way. I know many don't care if it's good or bad. The feeling is all their justice, but that's not me. I want you to feel because I want you to live. I want you to thrive. I want you to find those dreams in the back of your eyes. I want you to be. I want you to feel. I want you to live and live to be free. Live to be you. Live to be exactly what you've always wanted. Live and thrive and be, no matter what others or naysayers may say. If a perfect stranger can tell you this, I'm sure you can believe it, because I've not known you for more than 10 short minutes. But I've still understood enough about you to say this. You are worth it. You are an understatement of what perfection can be. Not something you should strive for, but you're good enough as you are. You don't need to be better. You are going to be okay, and don't forget that. If you do, I'll remind you, and you can always come back here to see me again. Because this place exists in the recesses of your heart. And trust me, we will meet again, because you and I were fates entwined with one another. I can already tell that just by looking at you. You're gorgeous, and you have nothing to be ashamed of, do you hear me? Nothing. Even if you think that those hidden things, those things that I don't know yet about you, mean something negative, something that you want to hide, don't. You don't need to hide. Just like you don't need to tell me anything you don't want to. Just live in that life that you want. And if life isn't treating you well, let's change it together. You've already given me more credence than anyone I've ever met. Because you're the only person I've ever met so far. The only one that I ever wanted to, but I'm still trying to understand. What do I need to tell you in order to understand? In order to make you feel like the way you should, the way you want to. It's all subjective at the end of the day. As long as you feel happy to exist, as long as you feel happy to be you, that's what matters to me. Nothing else comes before that, other than existing, thriving, everything in my life. I feel like it's connected to yours in some way, and I want you to feel loved, I want you to feel appreciated, I want you to feel like you are alive and well, even if things have been less than that. Life can be much better. I believe in it, and I believe in you. Now please don't lose your heart. Never lose your heart. Promise me at least that. No matter what bastards get in your way, you won't hate on yourself because you deserve better. No matter how tempting the addiction of self-hatred and self-repression may face you, don't give in. Listen to me instead. I care as much as I can, given the situation. But I want you to care about yourself more than you have. If you can't do it for me, that's all right. But at least try. Because you deserve to have that smile without a catch. And deserve to be loved and cherished. Like a royal, like a wonderful, beautiful soul that you are. And I'll give you one kiss on the forehead just this once. Don't take it personal, but I don't usually do